Time again for Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And of course, that's driven entirely by your beef producer dollars. And that includes our dairy industry, of course, and also by our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns. They're a proud sponsor of these Checkoff Chats. You can find out more at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. Caitlin Riley is in studio with us, communications coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And as you might expect, we're into a new calendar year now. Good time to take a look back and make resolutions moving forward. And that's kind of what we're talking about today, Caitlin. Let's start off looking back at 2021. Of course, the Wisconsin Beef Council works very closely with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That's a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. They did a little market research on the holiday season 2021 and what it meant to the beef industry. Update us on that.
That's right. They went through and they found ways that we can incorporate beef into the holidays, whether that was going outside our typical thought process and working with a Hallmark channel, because we knew that a lot of consumers were going to be sitting at home watching those movies with their families, but also ways that we could make beef an affordable part of their holiday season. We're seeing more and more that people are concerned by those price points and values. So finding ways that we could talk about ways to cook those roasts and values at home, but in doing that, we're thinking about our consumers of all ages, because you're pulling up those high chairs for the holiday meals as well as grandpa's chair there. So how can we make beef a part of the diets for every single consumer there? And that's where they did a survey of our parents, trying to see whether or not they're feeding their children beef, if they are or are not, what those reasons were. So they surveyed more than 900 parents, and they try to find out what their perceptions were for feeding beef to children. And consistently, they wanted to focus on the nutritional value, safety, and taste. The second tier for parents was child's preference, because I have a young niece at home, and I know if she doesn't want to eat something, she's not going to eat it. So making sure that they're going to be able to enjoy that availability in store. Are they going to be able to find it in stock and incorporate that into their recipes? And they're also looking at those vitamins, minerals, and proteins, trying to figure out whether or not their child's going to actually be able to digest this type of protein in their day-to-day life. And safety. I know you and I were chatting slightly off air, Pam, about, you know, some people might raise an eyebrow when you say, hey, why aren't you feeding your baby beef? Choking is obviously a hazard that parents are thinking about. And so what NCBA did is they decided to take this research and work with health professionals and pediatricians to be able to find ways to assure parents that you can incorporate beef into a healthy diet for your children of all ages, and give them the tips and tricks for how to make that feasible.
Well, because the stigma is there, judging by the response of those 900 parents, the things we just lit on are exactly what worries them. So that's kind of a New Year's resolution for our beef checkoff dollars, helping those parents better understand how beef can be incorporated into that very young person, infant's diet. Now, you know, Caitlin, I think a lot of people are going to say at first blush, now, wait a minute, how big an audience is that to target with my checkoff dollars? It's not necessarily about the individual at this stage. It's about the pattern, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, if we start these children with developing a taste for beef starting at 6 months of age, because that's when their iron stores start to naturally deplete. So that's when we do need to fill them with these iron-rich animal proteins. And so if we could get them having a hankering, a taste for it, then I would hope or assume that this could develop eating patterns that last throughout their childhood and even into their adulthood, when they're the next generation of consumers choosing which proteins to put on their plates and their children's plates in the grocery stores. And there can be ways to incorporate it no matter what age your child is. You know, if it's 6 months old, you can puree your beef. There's mash options, shred it, and those help develop not only the nutrition values that your child needs, but also those motor skills. You know, we're talking about the different textures and flavors and the chewing patterns. And we're also thinking about their grip, their ability to grasp and grab these proteins. And so it's really all encompassing when you think about what you're feeding your children, how this is going to impact their future dietary choices, and also their ability to grow and develop physically and mentally.
Caitlin Riley in studio with us, communications coordinator with the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. So this is a part of what we'll see in calendar year 2022. They're calling it Every Bite Counts. So for producers that are out there, what should they expect to see and hear experience with our checkoff dollars in this message, Caitlin?
We have a lot of different ways of carrying out this campaign. And here locally in Wisconsin, we're trying to enhance these national efforts. One of those strategies is to deliver in-office physician outreach kits to more than 1,300 pediatric professionals. Now, that has detailed information about introducing beef as a complimentary first food. They also have the latest science on beef and health and ways that they fit with My Plate and those dietary guidelines for Americans. So making them actionable in our day-to-day lives. They also have peer-to-peer education with scientists and pediatricians, registered dietitians, and other health professionals with turnkey presentations. And what's so important about that is that survey that we talked about earlier, Pam, showed that parents want to hear this information from pediatricians and health professionals. So if we can deliver them with the resources that they need to share this information with others in their career field, that would hopefully create a ripple effect where we continue this educational process. We're also working with influencers on social media, and these aren't just any Joe Blow influencers. You know, we have dietitians that have established blogs and Instagrams, and they can give these how-tos for parents for incorporating beef into a healthy diet. Some examples of the influencers we're working with, in case you want to go follow them, are Wellness for the Win, MJ and Hungry Man, The Clinic Dietitian, and Shaw Simple Swaps. I always have to say that one slowly. It's quite the tongue twister. And so in reality, our beef producers might not see what we're doing if they're not in those pediatrician offices, if they're not in those healthcare groups, but that doesn't mean that we're not out there utilizing their dollar to drive demand for beef, because we're focusing it on targeting the audience that can utilize and take action with the materials we present to them.
With the trusted sources that they're looking for. But we may see some of those messages trickle through different advertising campaigns and also recipes, which if I was a young mother, I'd be looking for unique recipes to help deliver those goods.
Yeah, you're right, Pam. You know, at beeftips.com and beefiswhatsfordinner.com, we have more recipes than you could probably try in a lifetime with that incorporate beef. But they're going through and they're editing those recipes, not removing items, but adding suggestions or enhancements so that parents don't have to worry about making their meal and making a separate meal for their infant and toddler, but finding a way to make one full family meal that they can enjoy together. An example of that is our Lazy Day Beef and Vegetable Soup recipe. Angie Horkin, our director of marketing, she does more than a dozen television interviews featuring recipes each month. And this is one of her recipes for this month. We're talking about soups because it's a warm comfort time of the year. And an added suggestion was to use no salt added chickpeas if you're going to be feeding this to infants or toddlers. And also if you're looking at the pasta, think about the pasta sizes. And they had suggested a pasta size about the size of an adult's pinky, because those kids, if you want them to start thinking about self-feeding, that's something that they can grab with their hands versus smaller pieces of pasta. So those ideas that I would have never thought about, and ways to make sure that you're not adding one more thing on your plate and preparing a separate meal for your child. And also it helps them feel like they're a full part of the family. I know these kiddos are youngsters, but it starts with that psychological idea too of I'm part of this. We're eating the same meal together as a family.
Caitlin Riley in studio with us. We're talking about Every Bite Counts. That is something that's been spearheaded by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff, and now carried through with our Wisconsin Beef Checkoff dollars. Like she said, working specifically with those pediatricians so that they are well aware of the nutritional benefits of beef in an infant's diet, and then carrying it through so that parents can implement it as well. A New Year's resolution, Every Bite Counts. By the way, those recipes, if you're interested in jump-starting the process, available now at beeftips.com, or follow the Wisconsin Beef Council across all social media platforms. Caitlin Riley in studio with us, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Beef Council, and of course, our other partners that are happy to bring you Checkoff Chats, Equity Cooperative Livestock, proud sponsor of these conversations. You can visit them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. Caitlin Riley, and that is our Checkoff Chat.